How's discussions over what to do with Wisconsin's $6 billion budget surplus get into gear? Some Republican legislative leaders say they're working on a proposal for a flat income tax that would take advantage of that surplus. It would be a big change to the state's current progressive tax structure. They don't have to look too far for examples of states that already have a flat tax. Illinois and Michigan are two of several states that do. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the idea? What questions do you have about how a flat tax could work in Wisconsin? We're hearing the idea the rate could be 3.5%, at least according to Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu. Join in with your reactions, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Jason Stein is the Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Good to be here.
What do we mean when we say the income tax would be a flat tax?
Well, the first thing to know is that right now in Wisconsin, we have a progressive income tax that has several brackets. And so those brackets ramp up from a 3.5% marginal tax rate for the lower income bracket up to a 7.65% tax rate in the highest bracket. And that's on income for married couples of above $374,000 a year. And so what we would do under a flat tax is we would, you know, pick some tax rate, and it could, you know, it could be anything. And that would, that tax rate would apply to all taxable income that people report on their income taxes. And so instead of having multiple tax rates, depending on how much income you have and at what level, you just have this single tax rate.
And that's not what Wisconsin has done. And you at the forum did a study, a look back at the history of the development of Wisconsin's tax rates. Why has Wisconsin historically been a progressive income tax state?
I mean, this goes back some time. We are a, as you say, progressive income tax state. We, when you compare us to other states nationally, we are not the most progressive. In other words, we are not, you know, the most aggressive among states nationwide in taxing wealthy earners at a higher rate than low-income earners, but we're definitely more progressive than average as a state. Now, that said, we've actually become less progressive in recent years. So, you know, when we look at what has happened in the average tax rates for people at different income levels in the state since 2008, a report that we put out last year found that, you know, people from the 40% from the top all the way up to the top 1% of earners had seen their average tax rate decline over those years, whereas the average tax rate for people at the bottom of the income scale had grown less favorable. I mean, they're still more favorable than they are for people at the upper end, you know, upper income scales. But, you know, the benefits had been, or the improvement had been for people earning middle and higher incomes, whereas people at the lower end of the spectrum had seen less favorable change. And so, you know, when we talk about making our state's progressive income tax more flat, you know, in a modest or incremental way, that has already been happening in recent years.
Talking to Jason Stein, Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, looking at the idea of changing Wisconsin's income tax system to be a flat tax. Some Republican leaders in the legislature proposing that for this budget year. Governor Evers has not looked favorably on the idea, at least not publicly so far. You can join in with your thoughts or your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Kathy is with us in Madison. Kathy, hi.
Well, hi. Yes, I listened to Evers' inauguration last week, and the deal is he's trying to give the middle class the more of the tax break where the Republican side wants the break for even the rich, and that's where the tie-up is. And I'm with Evers. I mean, the middle class is just getting pulled so thin, you know, in this environment right now. So that is, I'm for that. Let's give the middle class and people lower class a break they really need right now, and Kathy, families.
I gotcha. Thanks a lot for the call, Kathy. Kathy spells out the political debate over tax breaks. I think a lot of consensus that there's going to be some kind of change to taxes given the budget surplus. Can you look, Jason, at what we're hearing from the Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers on this?
Sure. So obviously the forum doesn't advocate for or against any specific policy, but it's factually correct that under, you know, the governor's plans and the kind of proposals that he's put forward, you'd see greater benefits for people at the lower and middle income levels than under most flat tax scenarios. And again, for, you know, if you think about it, if the upper income tax rate or the marginal tax rate for people in the income in the upper bracket is 7.7% or a little under that, and then you lower the tax rate to 3.5% or something in a flat tax, that's going to be a big drop of more than 4 percentage points on that income in what is currently our upper tax bracket. For somebody who only has income in the lowest tax bracket, there's almost going to be no change at all because the current tax rate is 3.54%. So that's kind of how it works. I mean, one thing I will say is there's not just one flat tax proposal. I mean, there can be many. So it does make some difference in, you know, what is the standard deduction or the deduction for, you know, the tax filer and for any dependents that they might have. You know, what if, are there tax credits that would go to, you know, the working poor or for low-income people for their property taxes paid or to veterans? So there are things that could make a flat tax more progressive or less progressive depending on how you structure it. But it's certainly fair, I think, to say that in general, any kind of a flat tax proposal that was passed would be, you know, less progressive than our current system and would probably deliver more benefits to people at the upper end of the income scale.
Kathy, thanks for calling in. We're talking to Jason Stein, Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We're learning about the idea of a flat income tax, how it could work, how it could affect taxpayers in Wisconsin. Some Republican legislative leaders calling for it as we start to negotiate a new two-year budget for Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the idea? Do you like it? Do you want to see this kind of change or not? If you live in one of our neighboring states, in Illinois or in Michigan, with that flat income tax, what do you think? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Jason Stein, Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, talking about what a flat income tax is, what it could look like as it's come up as an idea from some Republicans, especially in the state Senate. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on the idea, your questions. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls. Peter is with us in Madison. Peter, hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. My thought is if you had a flat tax of, like, you know, I think you guys threw out 3.5, would it make at least a little difference if you had a minimum then that you didn't tax? For example, if you said the first $20,000 is not taxed, and then you started doing the 3.5%, then those in the lower income bracket would still not lose as much because their first $20,000 or whatever number is picked, they're not paying any tax at all.
I gotcha, Peter. And Jason, you were starting to touch on that. It depends on how you define the flat tax rule, things like personal exemptions. What are your thoughts for Peter?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely possible. I mean, obviously right now we have in Wisconsin, we have a standard deduction that is applied to your adjusted gross income, and that lowers the amount of taxable income that you apply the tax rate and brackets to. And so you absolutely could have that. You know, in Wisconsin right now, the standard deduction phases out as the income of the tax filer grows. But you can also have earned income tax credits that are applied, or other tax credits, you know, a child tax credit that's applied, you know, after tax due is calculated. So there are a lot of things that can be done. I mean, I think one thing that you sometimes hear policymakers say is they'll say, well, you know, on both sides of the aisle, they'll say, well, we had to do this income tax proposal this way or that way because, you know, we really don't have many options. And the reality is with the income tax system, the options are not infinite, and there some things are a good idea and some things are a bad idea, but there's a lot of flexibility and authority that the state has to structure its income tax. And so, you know, they can arrive at a lot of different outcomes by a lot of different means. So, you know, it's good for your listeners to understand that, you know, policymakers, their hands are not tied. They have a lot of freedom to move and maneuver and change the system that we have if they choose to do that.
Peter, thanks for that call. Matt joins us now in Mequon. Matt, hello.
Hi, I'm calling. I have a general comment that the purpose of a progressive tax code is to put the tax burden on the people that benefit most from the infrastructure of the community, the state, the country. They are the ones that are benefiting most from law enforcement, electric grids, public schooling, things like that. And so it's designed to make them pay for that, but they don't want to pay for that. So I guess my question to these lawmakers who are probably being lobbied by their wealthy donors is, when you go to a flat tax, how are you going to pay for all these things? I don't want Wisconsin to end up like Kansas.
Matt, thanks for the call. Let's tackle that second point first. Jason, if depending on how these are designed, this could be a significant tax cut overall. Does that make us worried about the revenue needed to do the infrastructure stuff that Matt's talking about?
Sure. So, I mean, that is absolutely something to think about. You know, right now the break even point for a revenue neutral flat tax is about 5.2%, the tax rate. You know, that would be, you know, a tax increase for people at the, you know, or for income at the lower parts of the current brackets. And so that, you know, then you start to talk about as well, if you want to lower that further, would you have to, say, increase the state sales tax or something like that, which would itself be a regressive move? Right now, if you look at Wisconsin's income tax, it ranks about 12th or 13th highest nationally as in terms of the taxes collected as a share of personal income in states, in Wisconsin and other states. So our income tax is relatively high in Wisconsin. On the other hand, our state sales tax and local sales taxes are relatively low, below the national average. So, you know, a lot of times when we're talking about, you know, any one tax like the income tax or the property tax, we get very fixated on that. But really what we're really should be thinking about when we talk about taxes is the overall tax system that we have in the state and sort of the overall pros and cons of it.
Thanks for that call. Time for one more caller. Steve is on the line calling from Illinois. Steve, hello.
Hi. Yes, I'm a resident of Illinois, and we have a flat tax, as you know, 4.95%. I would caution Wisconsin residents to watch out for a flat tax. In Illinois, it's resulted in low state revenues, and the state does not fund local efforts like schools, law enforcement, and many other things, which means we have one of the highest property tax rates in the country, and that's regressive.
Steve, so, thanks for the call. We don't have too much time left. Jason, are there lessons we might want to try to learn, at least from Illinois and other states, with that state flat income tax?
Well, I think, you know, you talk about why do you want a flat tax, or what are the pros and cons? you know, for the proponents of a flat tax, they say that as people's income grows, a flat tax does not provide a disincentive for them, you know, to work more, earn more, be more productive. And I think, you know, there's some obvious truth to that. At the same time, the revenue that an income tax generates can also be used to fund education. It can be used to fund infrastructure and other services. And those may also make workers and our overall economy more productive. And they may be, if people feel that they're, you know, people at the lower end may also be more incentivized to work and study and learn because they feel like there's a path for them to better themselves in part through using public services. So I think, you know, we really have to think about both sides of the equation, both the public cost and the public investment of an income tax and our overall system when we think about, you know, what is going to give us the kind of society that we want and will benefit most from.
Thanks for that call. And Jason, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
That's Jason Stein, Research Director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We talked to him today about what a flat income tax is, how it could look if applied to Wisconsin's tax structure.